here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
It's time once again for Brew Review.
It is that time of night.
I'm not going to lie, my Brew Review side of the beer fridge is getting a little empty, so I kind of had to this is like a back of the fridge one. So
did you refill, or are you still you're on?
No, I've got like one more, and I need to make another trip, see what I can dig up.
Yeah, same. We might schedule that in person trip. Just take a little total wine trip.
We got to do that idea where we pick each other's.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah,
we a good one, that. A good one, and a not good one.
Maybe we can make that a part of our upcoming little road trip we're going to take. We could do absolutely. A little. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. By then, we'll have our official T-shirts that Katie made for us. I can't wait.
That's right. Absolutely.
Our promotional T-shirts. So I gotta give a shout out before we even get this started. Did you know that we've had a listener from Ireland, a listener from Germany, and a listener from the Netherlands?
No way.
Honest to God. So,
how did that happen?
So I'd like to welcome our listeners listening over in Europe this evening. Crazy, huh? Isn't that? That's kind of neat.
That is kind of neat.
And you know what I also realized? We're terrible podcast hosts. We didn't give a shout out after our 100th listen. So we'll have to make a big deal when we get to 1,000 or something.
Yeah. I know. I did see we passed 100. We'll have to make a big deal.
Like we passed it a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to make a big deal at 5 and then 1,000, because 1,000 is the big milestone for us, because then special things happen. So
yeah, right? Yeah, help us get to 1,000. All right. I love it. All right, so why don't you go first for this brew review?
You want me to kick it off?
I'm a little leery of this beer I'm going to drink.
Are you really? Oh, it sounds like back of the fridge.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
This is my last one of this one. I've had this in my fridge for a while, and it's actually a staple in the beer fridge. But I've got tonight, it's Deschutes. I think this is how you pronounce it. Deschutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fresh squeezed IPA.
Ooh. You like the IPAs.
Oh, it's so good. I found this one as part of the beer advent last year. And it was like, so I had the whole, you know, I had the 26 beers, and this was like the top three. There was like three that I loved that I continue to buy now, and this was one of the top three. It says it's a blue can. It's got a kind of a hop that's in a vise, so they're squeezing it. Cute. And it says impossibly juicy, undeniably refreshing, freshly squeezed. No fruit was harmed in the making of this beer. And we're going canned, so I'm going to give this a little pop.
Well, that sounded good.
And pour. I think this is, it says on the can, but I'm pretty sure this is like a 6.4. Yeah. So it's not like super high, but it's, this is one of my go-to beers. So it's, I'm going to take my first little. Yeah. Yep. It is a good IPA. It pours out as kind of a, it's not dark. It's not cloudy. It's kind of an amber, clear. You can see totally through it.
Mm-hmm.
IPA, but it's really easy. It's an easy drinkable one. You can have multiple. You don't feel like you're having a super high alcohol content. So sure. Yeah, this is definitely one of my go-to beers, and it's the last one in my fridge. So I thought this was going to be the time to review it.
Mm-hmm. You like it like during the summer, during what, doesn't matter, just
No, that's a good question. I would prefer it in the summer, because winter, then I'll stick to my I'll switch to like some more darks.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll try and do that, but yeah, this is a great like spring summer beer, because then too, when you talk fall, you got to go like Oktoberfests and Box, yeah. And you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a very enjoyable beer. So
awesome.
I will tag you in.
Oh boy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I have got Sea Dog Wild Blueberry.
Oh, I think I've seen this. Is it a bottle?
It's a bottle. It's kind of cool because on the front, it's like a little dog hanging over the side of a boat. And he's got that yellow, you know, that like yellow crazy sailor hat on. Like the, yep. When you see like the, it's always like in the horror movies when you see those crazy sailors wearing like the whole getup. And they, it's like yeah. The yellow rain
like suit. The yellow coat.
It's
the
that hat. Yeah. Yeah. And then his paws are like dripping blue for the blueberry.
Okay.
There's not a ton on the bottle. It just says beer with natural flavor added. 4.7, so it's a little on the low side. Brewed by Sea Dog Brewing, Colorado.
Sea Dog, like C-dog?
Sea Dog, yeah. Like okay. A dog at sea. It's kind of cool, too. The top of the cap for the bottle is a little dog print. So that's kind of neat. But that's really all it says. It doesn't have any other info on it. I think this is one of those where I looked it up and I had a cool write-up, but I really should print those out because I can't close this on my phone to look them
up. I know. I know. I thought the same thing. I try and cheat and look on my phone quick before we go on. And
so we'll just we'll go with that and see what happens.
So this is a blueberry?
Yeah, it's a blueberry beer. So it could be awesome or it could be horrible. We'll find out.
This is a risky move.
Yeah.
I applaud you. Well, it sounds good.
It smells very blueberry-like. The other thing that scares me, too, is some of these, I forget to look for a Best Buy date. This one doesn't even have it, so who knows?
Yeah, if you're talking blueberry, that could vary, right?
Yeah, that could be real potent. So it's pretty... It's still got a lot of fizz to it. The coloring is like a Summit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose.
I thought it'd be kind of clear, but it's kind of reddish. There's like hardly any head. It fizzed a little bit, but there's no head when I poured it in my little glass.
I'm like picturing you pouring this into a glass and it'd be like blue.
You know what? Or like no, purple. It's not. There's no blue to it at all. I got to say, I'm really impressed.
Really? So you're getting that hint of the. I'm not surprised. It sounds good.
It tastes like you're drinking a blueberry pancake.
Ooh,
like a blueberry pancake from like Pancake House.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually really good.
I'm trying to think what would be a good surprise. What would be a good pairing for that? Like just like breakfast? A fruity pancakes and blueberry beer.
Breakfast. I don't know. I don't know. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head to pair with. It's one where I wouldn't, you know, grab a six pack and head out. It,
have a couple.
Yeah. Or even like if you're just looking for a slow sipper one night or something, it's good. It's got really good flavor. You really got to kind of give it a minute to get that full. Because you get the blueberry, but not overpoweringly. It's not acidic. It's nothing like a cider or anything.
I was just going to ask you if it tasted cidery.
Like, not at all. It tastes like beer, but it tastes like a blueberry pancake. It's really good.
Boy, and I wonder, you talk about these breweries that do beers like this. They must really put a lot of effort when they're doing a beer like that because you got to be careful how you flavor that.
And again, it's not very high. It's only 4.7. So it's not like one of those... You know, some of them, it's like almost like they try too hard, and you get a beer that's like, oh, it's peanut butter jelly, or it's super blueberry, and it's like 9%, and you can chew it.
Right.
But it's actually really refreshing and really good flavor.
Is it an ale? Does it say if it's like an ale or a...
It doesn't say at all. I would say it's...
I mean, not like we... Yeah, it's hard to...
It's almost like an amber ale, just with a hint of blueberry, Very light, very easy to drink, but a lot of flavor. A lot of flavor. It's really good.
All I can picture now when you say that is like blueberry pancakes or blueberry muffins. Like the smell of that.
That's a good beer. I like that. I would drink this one again for sure. I would probably pick a few up just to have on hand for, you know, one night.
When we do make our total wine trip, I'll have to pick one up. We'll pick a couple of those up. Yeah. I mean, that sounds good. That sounds really good.
Yeah, very enjoyable.
This reminds me of, which one was it? I think it was your third, our number three brew review. You did the banana bread beer, and I really want to try that too.
Yeah, that one was really good too, the banana bread beer. It was, I can't remember if that one was a higher content. I think it was a little bit higher, but that was a really good beer. That was a long time ago.
Because that one, I love banana bread.
Yeah.
I like the smell of like a banana bread or like a fresh blueberry muffin, like bring it on, man. If it's, yeah.
Yeah, it was very, that one was really enjoyable.
Nice.
Yeah, we gotta get out to Total Wine soon.
I think that would be, you know, I think we are going to, I mean, we're going to, we have to. I'd say within the next couple of weeks before the next brew review, we're going to have to hit this up and we'll do what. I think what we should do is we'll each grab one of those six pack, you know, you get the little six pack deals, the empty six pack containers, mm-hmm. and we'll just go loose. Like you go pick six for me, I'll go pick six for you. We'll try and be like mean with one, yeah. like really mean with one, we'll try and be really kind with one, and then we'll throw in like four randoms that we can try and find.
I like that idea. Let's go with it.
And then we've got like 6 weeks of, you know, or six episodes of Brew Review.
Yeah, perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, this one didn't take as long, but I think it's a good point to wrap it up. So
Yeah. This has been another Brew Review.
Never mind the clip clop of the freaking dog.
Yeah, all right. Hopefully. So we are we're live for we're live with our special background music here with our next bit, which is going to be more of what's your favorite.
Yeah, and hopefully you can slaughtered that intro.
No, we're good. Right. It's what's being live is all about. I hope everyone can enjoy it. Just take a second to enjoy the background.
You can't see us, but we're both doing that little like wiggle dance.
I don't even know what this is from, but I love it.
I don't know either, but it's great.
Mm-hmm. I like this background bit. Okay. So we had, I think one of the first bits we ever did was what's your favorite? And we had like, tuning, it was a little loud. Yeah, they should be able to pick it up still.
Oh, yeah.
So the first ever bit we did was like, what's your favorite? And we had five or six categories. We did rapid fire. I've got a list in front of me of 12 what's your favorite items. I have written them down before meeting, but I have not thought about them. You've never seen them. You're just kind of not looking at them. So we're gonna start with you.
Okay.
So I will do the. I will make you do rapid fire on these.
All right.
And it's not a timing thing.
But we'll try to answer.
We'll try and answer and give your explanation of what your favorite thing is. All right. So
apologies again for my puppy whining in the background.
No, this is live.
If he's not getting constant attention, he starts to whine.
This is a.
He's staring at the TV because it's
like a Wheel of Fortune.
It's a Wheel of Fortune wheel that's spinning around, and it's mesmerizing.
Yeah.
All right,
here we go. He's like, don't hit bankruptcy. don't hit bankruptcy. Okay.
All right, here we go.
So this is round two or maybe three, but probably round two of what's your favorite. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, what is your favorite coffee?
Ooh.
I think you just said it in the last episode that we were...
Did I? Well, does it mean like, does it have to be a specific brand or just like a general?
A general. It can be both. Pumpkin spice. It's so like a hot pumpkin spice.
I don't care if it's
spice.
A latte or just like a straight up like dark brew pumpkin spice.
Yep.
Pumpkin spice.
Do you know why they call it a latte?
Because it costs a latte.
You are correct.
Or maybe
because it takes a latte time to make. But the real guts is putting the tip jar out. All right. So we got pumpkin spice, hot, but it's hot.
Any kind of coffee. Any kind of spice.
I love that. I love that. Oh, did it?
Oh,
is it reloading?
It's going to a new song.
Oh, it's a new song.
Let's just keep going. I like it.
This is okay.
It's kind of fun.
All right. Number two, what is your favorite sports team?
Ooh, the Minnesota Wild.
I knew that. I totally knew that.
Minnesota Wild.
And
I also really enjoy the St. Paul Saints. Just throwing that out.
We should go to a Saints game.
It's a lot of fun.
COVID times, the St. Paul Saints are actually letting fans in.
Good for them. For those of you that don't know that might be tuning in from Europe, the St. Paul Saints are the Minnesota... It's a minor league team in Minnesota baseball. Yeah,
it's like right under the Twins, the Minnesota Twins. Well not right under, but it's the minor league.
It's the minor league.
Triple
A Rochester, I think, is the Twins farm team.
Is it?
St. Paul Saints is just a minor league baseball team, but they put on a good show. And they're good to the fans. It's a fun time.
They built a new stadium in St. Paul.
And it is awesome.
It's gorgeous.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Okay. Number three, what is your favorite book?
is my favorite one?
I know the answers to all these.
This is really hard because I have a lot of book, but it's series. Book series. Because I love the Lord of the Rings books. Yeah. I love Game of Thrones. And I also love Harry Potter.
I didn't take Game of Thrones.
And Star Wars. I've read probably 40 Star Wars books.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah.
The ones that haven't even been made.
When I used to work overnights.
Oh, yeah.
I read like a book a night.
Those were the days.
That's hard because those are all so good.
It says book, but I would say series.
Man, that's a real toss-up because I love all those series. So if I have to kind of boil that down, I'm talking too serious for the music. I feel like I need to like answer to be like, ah. Yeah.
Now you need like all weakest link.
Forget music. It. I can't, Harry Potter. We'll just call Harry Potter.
All right, that's
Harry
a good Potter. All-around yeah. series. That's it's just all right.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Okay.
But Game of Thrones is super, super
very close. See, I thought Lord of the Rings would be closer for you.
It is. It's really close, but Lord of the Rings is a little more serious read than Harry Potter.
Has Wheel of Fortune had this many different background musics? This is Wheel of Fortune again.
I'm not sure.
Wow. But, no, sorry. Go ahead, though. Lord of the Rings has so many different...
It's super close, and I like Lord of the Rings, but it's just a little bit different style of writing.
Yeah, J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, it's just... they're all good in their own right. Really hard. That's just it's a hard, very hard. I just had to pick one, basically.
Yep, it's very hard. All right, we're through three. Number four, what is your favorite childhood toy?
Ooh, so I'll go with the first toy I ever remember picking out on my own. Ooh. It was a Hulk Hogan wrestling figure.
Thank God you said that.
And it was the one where he had like the power slam action.
Yes, and I have that at my basement. Yeah,
it was the first one I remember picking out myself. Yep.
Winston hurts often.
He agrees.
He's a fan.
I played with that thing till the fingers fell off of the figure. But that was probably my favorite childhood toy. It was my Hulk Hogan wrestling figure. Yes. I didn't even have another one for him to wrestle.
Yeah. It was just the one
until
guy.
I finally earned enough or did something good enough to whatever to get a second one. But
that, shout out.
I'll always remember that Hulk Hogan wrestling figure.
Yeah, big time. Shout out to WWE Hasbro. A lot of memories. Yeah, okay.
For sure.
All right, this could be a hard one. Okay. All right, so what is your favorite vacation/trip? And this could be from, like, birth to now. So, like, family vacation with the family, vacation with,
So, we took a trip, and it's been years now, to California, to the Legoland Resort.
Yep.
And that trip was super fun. But honestly, I probably have to save the South Dakota trip that we just took not that long ago. We did the whole touristy thing. So we drove out to South Dakota. We did Rushmore, Crazy Horse, Deadwood, the Mammoth Dig Site. We did the gold mine. We did it all. We did
so fun.
All the tours. And it was just, it was so much, it was educational. It was fun.
Yeah.
The hotel we stayed in was great. It was just, it was a really, really fun family trip.
Yeah, and it's not like rides and
I mean, we drove through Custer State Park, we did Crazy Horse. I mean, it was a lot of memories, and I think all of us just enjoyed it so much that it was just really, really fun.
Yep.
So I'd probably have to go with that. The South Dakota trip that just Katie the
last year,
and I
right?
just took. Yeah, yeah. It was, that trip was amazing. It really was.
And you drove, right?
Yep,
we drove through. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
Oh, it's the best. That's a great area.
Yeah.
All right. That's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, number 6. What is your favorite non-beer alcoholic beverage? So anything that can be your favorite alcoholic beverage that's non-beer.
I love a good dry red wine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I would not have pegged you for that.
I love a good dry red wine.
Really?
If I'm watching a good show, if I'm just sitting out on the deck, I love to drink dry room temperature red wine, not like a sparkly like
fruity wine
or like cold chilled box wine.
Boone's Farm.
No, like a good dry red wine.
Yep.
I love trying new red wines. I love drinking them. Just like a good slow sipper, but that would be my favorite non-beer.
Okay,
so a good dry red wine.
Quick sidebar, because I don't drink wine.
Yep.
What makes it dry, like the kind or the style?
Kind of the style, and it's like a Merlot or a Pinot Noir.
That's dry?
And it's, yeah, and it's just, it's not, I like them room temperature.
Yep.
and they're not fruity, they're not sparkly.
Yep.
They're not bubbly. Well, they're fruity, but they're not like sparkly and bubbly.
Yeah, yeah, it's a flat.
Yeah. So yeah, like yeah. if you have like a there's a lot of like those chilled bubbly wines that it's
Spoonsy.
Straight out of the bottle.
Arbor Mist.
No, yeah, it's nothing like that.
Right.
But yeah.
What is the alcohol?
I'll have content? To have you try a couple sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Usually like a whole bottle, like a 750 milliliter bottle is 12%.
So it's like you say you have a glass.
Is like the same as a beer.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, 4 or 6 ounce glass.
Because my sister's a huge wine drinker.
Yeah.
And she like they'll talk about like different wines, and, but I've never we just don't drink wine.
Yeah, it's.
I could probably get into it
again. I'll have to have you try a few and see what you think.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that live.
A little wine tasting. This will be like my first
a live wine tasting for you.
Yeah, because I've my wine consists of Arbor Mist, and that's got that. These are yours. Yeah, you're good.
On the front.
Yeah, the front. Yeah, on the back. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my wine knowledge it consists of Boone's Farm and Arbor Mist.
That's so bad.
And boxed. If it's in a box, if it's in a box, all of those
are terrible.
Yeah, boxed wine is classy.
Those don't even count.
All of our France listeners with the box wine.
Oh my! They're probably rolling in there. And Boone's Farm. They're laughing at us right now.
This is kind of an interesting one here. What is your favorite meal you can cook from scratch?
Oh.
When I say from scratch, it doesn't need to be 100% from scratch, but at least, like, I'd say 50 to 60% scratch.
Ooh.
Because I know you're a good cook, and you like cooking.
I do like to cook quite a bit. I like to cook meat, mostly. So I'd say a couple of times I've done like a roast in the slow cooker taken just like a chunk of meat and cut it up and added my own potatoes and veggies and spices or whatever.
Yep.
I've done a couple that turned out really well.
Yep.
So I'd say like some kind of like a pot roast.
Like a roast.
Yeah.
Pot roast.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yep.
Katie, you lucky woman. All right. What is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. Number 7. What's your favorite board game?
Oh, that's a toss up between Monopoly and Risk.
Oh, God. I knew you were going to say those two because we played so many.
I'd probably have to go with Monopoly.
We're on Wheel of Fortune music number 4.
I don't even know if these are all Wheel of Fortune.
So this is interesting. It says Wheel of Fortune, but yeah. All right. So what did you say? Monopoly.
I think Monopoly. I give Monopoly a slight edge over Risk.
Well, because Risk takes Monopoly. Well,
it can take forever. It cannot. But we've had some marathon Risk.
Yeah.
But I would probably go with Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, I'd say my favorite is, if this even counts as a board game, is Cribbage.
Oh, that counts.
Like Cribbage. Yeah. Once Katie learned how to play, we play. It barely a day goes by that we don't play Cribbage.
That is one of my...
So I would say that's my current favorite, with Monopoly is my all-time favorite.
That's good. Those are good answers.
Yeah.
Cribbage is a great up north game.
Yeah, I love
Cribbage. Great up north game. Okay, what is your favorite pizza toppings, or like if you don't want to go specific topping type? So like the favorite pizza type.
It goes back and forth between pepperoni and when we used to get bacon.
Oh, God.
Just like the crushed bacon on pizza.
Which will just do a number on your small intestines.
Yeah, well, but it's so good. And I used to love like the jalapeno pepperoni pizza.
Oh, God.
But if I had to pick just one single topping, it'd have to be
pepperoni. Classic pepperoni.
And,
okay.
And just like as an add-on type, I love Papa John's, probably mostly because of the dipping sauce.
Oh, the garlic dipping sauce.
Papa John's pizza is so good.
Oh, I love Papa. We haven't had Papa. I haven't had Papa John's in a long time.
Yeah, that's good. That's good pizza.
All right, number 9, no, maybe 10.
Nine-ish.
What is your favorite comic book character?
Ooh.
Or if you don't want to go character, you can go series.
And it can be DC, Marvel. The X-Men comics.
Yeah.
They were always my favorite.
Yep.
If I had to pick a favorite character from the X-Men comics, I liked Gambit.
Dude,
Gambit was always one of my favorites.
Wish we could play some sort of game where if you and I guessed each other's answers, we would win money, because I would be rich. Yeah. I knew you were going to say Gambit when you said that.
Yeah, I always liked Gambit. The Raging Cajun, yeah.
Did you see X-Men Origin Wolverines? X-Men? So that has Gambit in it.
It does, yep. It's like a new take on him.
Yeah. We just watched it with the boys.
I always thought hopefully he'd get his own spinoff movie, but apparently.
Apparently
they decided to do Dark Phoenix instead, which bombed. So, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe eventually.
But I can't think of the actor's name because he's been in a couple. He was in Friday Night Lights, but he played Gambit.
I'd have to look it up.
But super good. Yeah. Super good show. Okay. This is an odd one, but I have an answer to this. That's why I wrote it down.
All right.
What is your favorite shoe brand?
Adidas.
Really?
Yep.
Like Adidas. Do you have, Adidas. Are they all like Adidas? Do you have Adidas? Is that what you?
I have a pair right now, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I like Reebok too, but I would say if I had to pick a favorite brand for sure, it'd be Adidas.
And what does Adidas stand for?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there a song about
that? Yeah, there's a song.
Remember Korn when they were big?
Korn. All right, last one. All day I dream about shoes. Not sex.
Nope, shoes.
All right, the last one. What is your favorite commercial or commercial series?
Oh, it'd have to be the Real Men of Genius that they used to do from, wasn't it?
Yes, the, Bud Light.
It was the Bud Light Real Men of Genius. Those commercials were so funny.
So good.
I wish they still did something like that because they were so great.
Over the top.
If you've never heard them, you have to YouTube that right now. YouTube Real Men of Genius Bud Light commercials.
Get into your Google machine and go. Google. Bud Light Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
The giant taco salad inventor.
Yeah. They're so good. If I had to pick a second place, it'd be the Mayhem.
I'll state the Mayhem.
Those ones are pretty funny too. I like those a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a hot chick out jogging.
Yeah, oh God.
And it's always that same guy dressed up.
It's the dude, and that guy is from Law & Order SVU. Yeah. Like, he's been in so many different things. Oh, that's a good That's a good number two.
Yeah,
I like
that'd be my number two.
All right. Well, that was, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That was 12.
All
right. And what's your favorite? That was a good what's your favorite. All right, I'll do my...
Oh, look, this one actually told us. This was the theme from 2000 to 2006.
So it's changed that many times.
I guess so.
Over the years. I'm shocked. Price is Right theme song has been one like theme song for 39 years.
Well, listen to this. I like this one.
This is classy.
This is good. All right, are you ready?
It's smooth jazzy. Are you ready? I'm ready.
All right, what is your favorite coffee?
So you said pumpkin spice. I'm going not a flavor but a type, so I'm going cold brew because I'm not a huge hot coffee. I'll drink hot coffee once a year in a deer stand when deer hunting because it's like below, you know. But cold brew, I have a cold brew press at home. I love cold brew coffee. It doesn't really, just straight black, no flavoring, cold brew. Right. So
what is your favorite sports team?
Minnesota Vikings.
I knew that.
Look at the shirt.
Did you see we extended Dalvin Cook?
That's
the only football news I paid attention to.
Did you know that we're really close friends?
and Dalvin?
Yeah, we met.
Maybe he's listening.
Really quick sidebar. It was a year ago. Almost a year ago, exactly. My two kids and I were walking around Walmart because we were there to buy, like, I don't even know what we were there to buy. I ran it. My wife was still working there at the time as a customer service person. So we're in Walmart with my two kids. We're walking around and I hear like his voice. I'm like, that guy's like, this dude sounds like, and like this dude comes, he's pushing a Walmart card and he's on his cell phone. It's Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook is on his cell phone. He's pushing a Walmart card. And I'm like, I said to Ryan, I'm like, that's Dalvin Cook. And he's like, who? They don't, you know, they're only a year old. They're only a year younger. So they're like 12 and or 11 and 8. So anyway, I basically, long story short, I stalked him for a few aisles. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of followed him.
Understandably. Yeah.
And I'm like, I have to say something to him. Like, I have to introduce myself. I have to say, hi, you're Dalvin Cook. Like, this has to be. And my oldest son, Ryan, was like, Dad, don't say anything. So he gets off his cell phone and I walk up to him and I'm like, I said, my exact words and were Dalvin. And he was like, yep. And when I tell people the story, I kind of want to say that he looked at me and he was like, Adam? we knew each other. And I said, hey, do you mind if I get a picture? And he said, no, that's fine. So I hand my cell phone to my 11-year-old and he takes our picture together, which I have on my phone. Yep. It's like my computer background.
Yep.
It's me and Dalvin Cook. Him holding a shopping cart in the middle of aisle 12 at Walmart. My kids were embarrassed for the rest of their lives, and I tell them that Dalvin Cook and I have each other's phone numbers and that we text, and they get really mad when I tell them that because they think I'm full of crap. So
that's awesome.
Anyway, okay, so that was favorite sports team Vikings. All right,
what is your favorite book?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, I knew it.
Harry Potter.
Now, if you had to pick one book out of the series, I'm
book number four.
Which book would it be?
Book number four.
Really?
The Goblet of Fire.
That's funny. That's Emmett's favorite out of the series, but for the movies.
Yep.
He loves the Goblet.
Isn't that the longest book, too?
I believe so.
Besides the fact that they split
One thing I really liked about Goblet of Fire was it started to get a lot more in depth.
Yep.
Like with
the background,
the main characters, what yep. they're going through and stuff. I'd say one of my personal favorites is Prisoner of Azkaban.
Mm-hmm.
But Goblet of Three's Fire, great. Goblet of Fire is so good.
I would say it's a tie for me between Goblet of Fire and Seven, because Seven's like the split. You know, yeah. It's the ending, it's the yeah. split.
But Goblet of Fire, there's a lot to that. That's a good one.
Well, because the movie, right? So the first 10 minutes of the movie is the first 300 pages.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, really, like, they
kind of skim over that movie. But
it's crazy. All
right, what is your favorite childhood toy?
I'm going to mirror what you said, because I have a bunch of the ones that I bought on eBay in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
WWE wrestling figures. Hasbro.
Do you remember which one was your first?
I wish I did. I don't even know. It had to be Hogan, or it had to be like Warrior.
Mm.
Hogan or Warrior, or like yeah. Jake the Snake.
Yeah, that series where there was only like probably 10 total.
I mean, I remember having like all of them. I remember having like Bret Hart.
It was the hard plastic ones. The arms, they could swing.
They all had different actions. Bend.
And I remember there was a Hogan, a Warrior, a Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
I believe there's a Hawk and an Animal. A
Hawk and Animal. That was they had a tag team series.
And then there was the Rockers.
Well, we had the Rockers. The Bushwhackers.
A Jannetty and a Michaels.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a Bushwhackers. I guess there was more to that series than I remember.
Well, I can't remember which series is which.
But that first early series, there wasn't a whole lot of options.
I had a whole bucket full of those things. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
All right, what is your favorite vacation / trip?
I'm stealing your answer, but I'm going to go 50-50 because... So I had two trips within the last, like, 3 years.
Mm.
And I have to split it down the middle because one trip we went with my family and one trip we went with Trina's family.
Mm-hmm.
So trip one was 2017 Disney World.
Mm.
And that was with my sister, my parents, our family. But we did Disney World. We did Epcot. We did... Mm-hmm. It was all five parks. It was Epcot, Disney World, nice. Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios. And it was the best. The kids loved it. There was rides. They were young enough to like Mickey. Yep. And not think he was dumb,
no.
you know?
Not think he was
like we did we did one of those character dinners where it was like, you know, oh, we're going to have dinner with Mickey and like Goofy's going to come over and like sign autographs. And they thought it was the greatest
thing
ever.
What would they do now?
Oh God, they'd be like, they'd give him the finger. So it was horrible. They'd be like, well, this is dumb, Dad, yeah. whatever. But they wouldn't give him the finger. I would like ground them for life. But so there was that trip. And then 2 years ago, I'm admiring this background.
I know this
changed.
This is good.
2 years ago, we did Black Hill. We did South Dakota with Trina's parents and Candace and Todd. It was the best. It was Mount Rushmore, Black Hills. It was Custard State Park. It was mining for gold. It was all that stuff. It was the best. Like you said, there was no rides. My kids' favorite part was probably the Badlands. Mm-hmm. They loved the Badlands. We toured that. It was just the best. So that was, it's like those two is a tie.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Custer State Park.
The funny thing is we both been to Universal.
Oh yeah.
And Universal was a great trip too. Some of the rides were amazing.
Amazing rides.
A lot of fun, but I just, as much fun as it was, it just wasn't the South Dakota trip.
No.
It's
two different things. It's two different trips.
Where South Dakota was like memories and history and a lot of like things you learn about as a kid.
Yes.
Where Universal, again, it's just like a pure theme park.
Right.
Which is really fun, but it just doesn't have the same effect as the...
Right.
As the South Dakota touristy loop.
Right. And granted, like, I tell this story all the time. I'm like, you know, we took the kids to Mount Rushmore, and I was like, hey, there's Mount Rushmore. And they're like, where's the gift shop? They could have cared less. Yeah. They were like, I want ice cream and a gift shop.
I want a $12 ice cream hat. And,
I'm like, it's freaking Mount Rushmore. Like, it's look at Mount Rushmore. And they're like, what's Mount Rushmore? They didn't care, you know? Like, they were just too young to appreciate what we were looking at, you know, but... I don't know. So it was two different trips, but I cut it in half because it was like two different. So that's A and B.
So what is your favorite non-alcoholic non-beer but alcoholic beverage? Not non-alcoholic.
You and I used to drink a lot of Amaretto Sours.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Great drink.
But lately I've been into Big Gingers. So two gingers whiskey. Ooh. And what is it? It's two gingers Irish whiskey.
Yep.
And like a ginger ale.
Yeah.
And then lemon lime.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Really good, we used to love Amaretto
Sours. Amaretto Sours, dude.
We used to make those all the time.
And we used to order them. Like when we couldn't even pronounce it, we're like, can we get a Amaretto Sour? And they're like, what do you want? I'm like, Amaretto. And they figured it out. Yeah. But yeah.
That was a good drink. If you were rich, you could get it with Di Serrano.
Right.
We were not.
We were 20. We were barely 21.
We would make it with that like $15 bottle of...
What was the brand Amaretto name? Syrup. I can't remember what the brand name was.
Something with an S.
Schlitz. I'll take six Schlitz. Whatever's free.
I forget.
Yeah.
But it was off-brand.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right. What is your favorite meal you cook from scratch?
I will say... Italian, and it's two versions, either a spaghetti because it's like I make a homemade sauce. Mm-hmm. I don't even try homemade pasta. That's way too above my head.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. So I can make a really good from scratch marinara, or I can make a really good from scratch lasagna, which is the same thing, right? Like I make the noodles and I layer it. Yeah.
Yum. Yum yum. What is your favorite board game?
I would say it's a tie between Monopoly and Clue.
Oh God, I forgot Clue. About Clue.
How many games of Clue, right?
Clue is a great game.
Monopoly and Clue.
Yeah.
The kids and the four of us, the Trina and the boys and I, have played some long games of Monopoly lately.
Yeah.
And we started with Clue, but Monopoly Clue is really good. Yeah, so okay. That's a tie.
All right. What is your favorite pizza topping and or type?
I gotta go pepperoni and sausage. Like a double, like a pepperoni and sausage, or like a type. I don't even know.
What about where would you order from? Like if you had your
Carboni's.
Carboni's.
Carboni's. Yeah. They don't have the garlic dipping sauce, which is tearing me to pieces.
But it's still great.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite comic book character and or series?
I will say, oh my God. It's got to be Marvel, and it's got to be the like Marvel Universe Avengers, so like maybe Spider-Man or Iron Man.
I like that. Man, you hear that trumpet rocking?
Yeah, I hear that. This is the 35th anniversary of Wheel of Fortune.
That's had a lot of themes. Shredding that trumpet.
A lot of themes.
What is your favorite shoe brand? I'm excited to hear your answer for this because
you
came up with it.
It's weird. So right. Every shoe that I own is this brand, which is strange. Besides like a work shoe or like a dress shoe,
mm-hmm.
Skechers. Mm-hmm. Because they're super comfy.
Yeah.
Super comfy. They're like a tennis shoe. They're like a work shoe. It can be, this is an old Wheel of Fortune. Whoa. This is like 80.
Look at that logo.
81? Listen, let's take a quick.
Yeah, let me turn it up.
Turn it up.
This has got to be like the first one ever.
This has to be.
Look at the
graphics.
This is amazing. I'm so glad we found this.
This is tremendous.
All right, that's going to take us into your final question.
Final question.
What is your favorite? Oh, it's over already.
Oh, did it end? Jeopardy.
We're on Jeopardy.
We're on Jeopardy, everybody. All right.
So your favorite commercial or commercial series? Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go like two answers probably. So... I thought he was going to start talking. There was a guy that came up on the TV that I thought he was going to like say, I'm Ron Johnson. Okay. Oh, so number one, and I think you remember these, the Trunk Monkeys. Who was that? It was like a dealership. It was a car dealership, but it was the Trunk Monkeys where... So the people were in certain situations. They would hit the Trunk Monkey button in their car.
Yeah.
The trunk would pop. The monkey would come out with some sort of like bribe for a trooper when you get pulled over. He would protect your daughter when she was in the car with her boyfriend.
Okay, so I just looked it up real quick. Trunk Monkey was a concept originally created in 2000 for the automotive group of Subaru enthusiasts. Subaru,
yeah.
So I think it was Subaru commercials.
If anyone's listening,
so fun.
If anyone is listening and you have not heard of this, YouTube Trunk Monkey commercials.
Yeah, so the infamous Trunk Monkey trend was a Subaru Auto Group ad that started.
Trunk Monkey.
I had forgotten all about those.
Trunk Monkey. And then, like, I guess my other set would be, like, the Geico commercials with the caveman.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many good ones.
Those ones, yeah. They used to have a lot of good.
Yeah. And honorable mention, I think, is it still Geico, the turning into your parents?
That's
a really good one. Yeah. The turning into your parents is a big favorite of mine. So, all right, well, this went longer than I thought it would. We're at almost 30 minutes. All this right, is a good bit.
We'll wrap that up.
We're going to wrap up this last version of What Is Your Favorite? Okay, we are back for a little discussion this week on Fatherhood for Life, and we're going to talk about jobs. So we're going to talk about, it can branch into different things because it's going to, but we're going to talk about
kind of that current, that age-old question of what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
What it meant for us when we were growing up, if our kids have said anything, like if they've kind of...
That's a good point.
You know, like some people like know from the beginning, like, I want to be a fireman, or I'm going to be a nurse, or I'm going to be an astronaut, even though they end up as a car salesman.
Right.
You know, when they're young, they have that, I'm going to be this.
I'm going to be this. Yeah.
Now, do you remember as a kid ever having that, like, I'm going to be this, or I'm going to be that?
Honestly, that sounds dumb, right? Because we both had it, like, the only thing that I wanted to be was a professional wrestler. Like, we watch wrestling, and I'm like, that's what I want to do.
That's not dumb at all. That's...
But I didn't, other than that, and the reason that I'm kind of bled into what I bled into is because there's different opportunities that come along, and you've morphed into different things. Like, yeah. I work for an insurance company now, but, no, it wasn't like, if I look at the job that I'm in now, there's no way that when I was 9 or 10, I was like, I'm going to work for an insurance company. Like, who would say that?
Yeah,
you know, right? That's dumb. Like,
yeah. Well, and I mean, I worked a corporate job for years. What, 12?
10 plus years.
12 years.
Yep.
15 if you count security. It's like, when I was a kid, I never thought, I'm going to work a desk job Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, pushing papers and paying bills.
That's what I mean.
I would have never been like, I'm going to be a corporate guy.
Yeah. Like, who says that?
I'm going to work in Cube City.
Right. I'm going to work in a cube.
Yeah.
Like, who says that?
No one.
So, I don't know. Like, that's a good point. Like, here. So, that's a good point. Like, when you're a kid, unless you have a legitimate, I'm going to be an astronaut and you go to NASA... Or you're like, I'm going to be a firefighter and I'm going to go to this. Or I'm going to be a doctor and you go to medical school. Like, that's a legitimate chase of a legitimate... Not like our jobs aren't legitimate, but that's not what I mean by this. But
let's just say we don't have dream jobs.
Right. I mean, to be 100% honest, if I won the lottery tomorrow, I would not keep my job. I mean, I might for a little while and... phase myself out for the kindness of whatever.
You want to walk in and be like,
screw you. Yeah, like, just, you know, screw everybody over. But I wouldn't sit in my dream job that I'm in now and just sit there and do what I do, because I do what I do for a paycheck. I don't do what I do because I like it.
Yeah.
Because I'm passionate about it, you know? And that kind of sounds sad, but it's not at this point. I'm not 100% passionate about it, but it's, you know, it is what it is, but...
So neither, I mean, you had the pressure. I never really remember thinking, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Until probably older. But I'm thinking about, like, the kids. And so, like, Austin for a while, like, our oldest went through a stage where he kind of wanted to be, like, Coast Guard, which I thought was a great deal, like, armed services.
Yeah, really good deal.
I mean, it's changed a little bit now, where even, like, our middle child's thinking about, like, Air Force already.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, he wants to be a pilot.
Good for him.
So it's like, he's kind of got that and said, like, I want to be a pilot. And, like, our youngest, you know, like, right now the big thing is YouTube. He's like, I want to make YouTube
videos. That's what my kids want to
do. You
would
have told me that 10 years ago. I would have been like, you're crazy. But now it's like, oh, that's honestly legitimate.
Yeah.
So they've all kind of, like, thrown things out there. But... it's just, like, not the same in the traditional sense, like, when we were posed that question as kids. That's changed. The job scope, the job market, outlook, whatever you want to call it, has changed so much.
So much.
Even, like, if you think about our parents, like, our dads, you know, you just found a steady paycheck, and that's how
it was a corporate job at a steady paycheck.
Yeah, pretty much.
You provided for your family. Like, I can, like, not to take anything away from either one of our dads, but, like, I don't truly know if my dad was ever passionate about his job. I think people,
Yeah, that's a good
point. It's like people who are really passionate about their jobs are super lucky, because yeah. I think that comes with someone that knew what they wanted to do, followed it, and did it.
And made it happen, sure.
And then it was people that fell into it, became passionate about it. Like I said, I'm not necessarily... Like, I enjoy... Don't get me wrong. I enjoy what I do because it's a lot of customer service-based stuff because it's, like, helping people, but... At the same point, like I said, if I won the lottery tomorrow...
Do you wake up and go, I can't wait to go help people their insurance today?
No.
Like, you can't wait to get to work to...
Nope. 100% no. That's the thing, you know? Like, no way. Like, mm-hmm. And like you said, it's different. Like, when we were seniors and they go, well, what college... Like, are you going to go to college? Okay. Yeah. What are you going to major in? I didn't want to go to college because I was sick of school. I wanted to get a job and start earning money. Like, I didn't really... That was my main focus. My main focus was I wanted to get a steady job that earned decent money.
Yeah, there's things to do, things to buy.
Yeah, you know, like, but that was the main focus when I was 18. But
have your kids kind of said anything about maybe showing an interest in a certain kind of career or a job? Or
both of them honestly have said
they want YouTube stars. Yeah,
which I'm like, you know what? I don't want to discourage it. Like, what if when I told my dad when I was 10 and they're 12 and I'm like, I want to be a professional wrestler because I was obsessed with wrestling. If you laughed in my face, what would that have made me feel like?
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So yeah. I'm like, you know what? If you started a YouTube channel and you somehow got followers and put videos out there, just like these other crazy, like unspeakable, and these people that have all these crazy merchandise,
these followings of millions of people.
It's possible. It's not possible. Right.
It's not impossible like I would have thought it was 10 years ago.
No. So, but I can guarantee you that, like, my oldest son, like, he would get into, like, computer games, computer graphics. They're both very technical.
Sure.
They like gaming. I could see him getting into, like, computer graphics or games or design.
And the thing is, too, is kind of at the stage where you want to kind of start steering them towards something that's...
Yeah, you want early. You know. Yep. So... Let's segue to, because this could build off different things, but first jobs. What was your first job?
My first job was pushing carts at Rainbow Foods in Apple Valley.
Nailed it.
And I didn't necessarily like it, but I moved up fast, and before I knew it, I found myself inside stocking shelves, and then wound up in the dairy department, which I loved, because I'd be there by myself. I'd build the display, stock the shelves or whatever, but I was good and fast. So then by the end of the night, I'd have like an hour or two to do whatever I wanted, which meant eating ice cream bars, drinking strawberry milk,
in the
having
back.
Egg fights in the cooler with the produce guys. Yeah. It was a good job. It was a good job. I enjoyed it. Yeah. What about you?
I know. Yeah, dude, the best. It was my favorite. So first job ever was Toys R Us.
Yes.
I started as a car pusher. Because I got hired technically when I was 15, but legally you couldn't work till you were 16.
Yeah, same with me at Rainbow, yeah.
So I had to
only do certain jobs.
Yep. But I think I car pushed for the first couple months, and then after that I did like cashier and then customer service. But talk about a great... I mean, I was obsessed with wrestling figures.
Did you get a discount?
Not the five finger
discount.
I got like a 10%, but I would like, we would unload trucks and I'd be like, oh, here's a box of wrestling figures, let's open this up, I'm gonna buy this and this.
Yeah,
like I, you know, so that was fun. That was a super fun job though. It was...
I'll come visit you quite frequently.
Yeah, perfect job for like a 16-17. I only worked there till I was 18, and then, which I say only 18, that was 3 years almost when I graduated high school, and then I worked for Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
My second job was Rainbow Foods, where you worked, and it was the same thing. I was an overnight stockman. That was like a summer job, but it was fun. And you would come visit me there too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a means to, like, when we were doing, like, I was doing like community college classes, which I kind of half blew off because college was not my thing. I wasn't really looking to do that. And then I would go and visit you at work during that.
Mm-hmm.
But what was your second job was Speedway, and that's where I would go visit you.
So I actually had a manager that I worked with at Rainbow, and then he left Rainbow, went to work at the Mall of America at the NASCAR simulator place.
Yep.
So I actually,
what do they call it?
It was called NASCAR Silicon Motor Speedway. So I actually left Rainbow to go work with Ken. I don't know if I can say
Ken,
his name.
Ken. Let's call him Ken. Let's go
first name. His name is Ken. So I went to work with Ken at the Speedway, and that's where I ended up meeting a couple of friends we still have to this day. Kirby.
Mr. Kirby.
Ferendorf. I mean, we met some great people there.
People might have been put through a table at the Speedway. Kirby might have been
put through tables.
Kirby might have been put through a table at the Speedway.
That job for a kid finishing high school and whatever was perfect. The best. On weeknights when it wasn't busy, we would just race.
I'd come race for free.
We would just race all night because if somebody came in, they wanted to see what it was like and they didn't want to pay a standard else. So we would just race. I put, in like the 3 years I worked there, I think I put 66,000 miles on a simulator or more.
Legitimate.
It was crazy.
Legitimate. Yeah. Legitimate.
It was a fun job.
I remember there were like overnight races because I would come like
they call them like league races, so like the race with the pros or whatever. So after normal close time, we would bring in we call them our regulars or our pros or whatever. They'd pay a little bit more and we would do after hours races and stuff, but they wanted good competition, so a lot of times they would want to race the employees. So we would race against these pro drivers, and that was some of the best times ever.
I remember sitting there at the Mall of America. It was like a midnight to 4 a.m. type deal. Mm. We're doing the races. But then in between, we're watching hockey fights.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah, that was a good job. I met a lot of fun people there. It was a good time.
So I think from that point, we both transitioned to security.
Mm-hmm. You went first.
Yeah. We worked for the same company. We worked for a security company, which was like a corporate security area that would secure corporate office buildings.
Access control, perimeter checks, that kind of stuff,
We both kind of fell into that, and then we both went and did day shift. We both went and did...
Started overnights. Started overnights, worked our way into day shift.
Which was super fun. Yeah. Like, the overnights is where we talked about
was great.
Reading books and kind of hanging out. And
I read a lot of books when I worked overnights.
A lot of books. Like, we were both unmarried at the time, no kids, dating our wives.
Well, I had Austin.
Well, that's right. You had Austin at that point.
Yeah, I was working overnight, so I think when I had Austin.
Because I came to see Austin after working an overnight shift at 12-9. Yeah, but when we first started, we were both young, unmarried. Like, you had Austin. Mm-hmm.
And they paid okay. It wasn't the greatest.
It was a decent paycheck.
They paid okay.
Yeah.
And the expectations weren't super high. Mm-hmm. But it was a good job.
Security job. Yeah. Yep.
Contracted for a good company.
Right.
We weren't employees of the company.
No. It was a contract for the security company.
We're leaving out names on purpose.
We're leaving out names because we probably don't want to. Yeah. No. So and then that went for a number of years, and then you transitioned to work for the actual company. So you left the security company.
3 years with the security, and then got hired on as an employee of the company.
Of the actual company, out of security.
Yeah, out of security, they offered me a job, and I was there for 12 years.
12 plus years. So it was
15 total between employee and security.
Yep.
And again, I never saw myself growing up as a Monday through Friday desk job kind of guy. But it's a good company, decent benefits. It was, at the time, it was the right thing to do for the family.
Yeah, I mean, it was a full-time...
But can I say I was ever truly happy doing it? No.
Right.
Did I want to get up every day? I'm like, yay, I'm going to go push work orders and schedule contractors and pay some bills to... No.
Right.
Like, it was, I guess, going to go get this done today because I have to.
Right. Which I feel like a lot of people, like, I would feel like 90%+ of the people even listening to this are like, I have a job, and it's a job, right? Like, there's a lot of lucky people out there that are like, I'm passionate about this. I do this.
Say we owned a brewery, which would be my dream. I would get up every day and be like, yes.
Yep.
I'm going to work today to make some people happy with some great beer or whatever, you know.
One of my sidebar discussion topics was, what would you do if you had $1 million? And honestly, at this point in my life, breweries probably aren't making a lot of money right now because of COVID, but I would open a brewery.
Oh yeah, 100%.
With you and I had a couple other small group, like I have a handful, it's a five finger on my hand list of people that I would trust to open a legitimate brewery. So someone that knows how to brew, someone that knows beer, someone that knows marketing, someone that knows, like, it'd be like the five of us.
Yeah.
And we would open a brewery and market it and run it and run a tap room and try and grow it as big as we possibly, because that's what we're passionate about. We're passionate about beer. We're passionate about being dads, we're passionate about
and sharing that passion with other people. Like sharing a passion for beer is something that you can share with other people.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we, you know, how great would it be to make great beer and share that with others?
Yep.
You know.
So like that's like on the bucket list of things to do. That's what I would, if we won the lottery. And we didn't have to work. Like, if you didn't have to work, would you just sit at home all day? No. No. I know you wouldn't do it.
I'd go crazy.
So there'd have to be something that you'd have to fill your time with.
Yeah.
That'd be one of them.
Yeah.
Right. And same thing, like just to backtrack, like, same thing. Like, I left that security and went to another security job for a few years, which led to an insurance job at a different place, which... Now I'm working for insurance, and it's like, no.
But you were working... Well, I suppose, no, it was different. I'm trying to think.
It was, like, security at a different company, yeah, which was just right. Security.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. then it was security at an insurance company, but then I went and got... And I was like, get out of that
But thing, their security was in-house.
Right.
It wasn't contract.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, like...
So it was a little easier to move to a different mm-hmm. role.
Just get your feet out of that...
Yeah.
You know, but like still, like to this day, it's like, yeah, it's a good paycheck and it's a steady job, but it's nothing that I'm 100% passionate about. Sure. Like, I don't mind doing what I do and I like helping people, but.
But do you wake up and go,
there's no way. No way. No. Which, or I don't know what we can disclose and what we can talk about, but I have to say that I'm very proud of what you've done this year. So, in February, you stopped the corporate...
March.
Yep. Yeah, March.
Made the decision in February. Like,
you stopped the corporate gig and moved on to a... a different path.
Most of the props have to go to my wife for allowing me to take that opportunity. Mm-hmm. But stepped away out of the corporate world, took a step back, and decided to stay at home with the kids to help transition the whole COVID thing and take a part-time job, which I actually really enjoy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it helped me to chase down another dream of joining the armed forces.
Armed forces.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep it vague. Just
yeah, we're not sure going to go I'm not specific branch. Yeah.
So I was able to join the armed forces at the tender age of, well, the time I was 37.
God bless you.
Which is kind of crazy to think about. But again, it was kind of a perfect storm of, you know, the wife has an amazing job. She's done great for herself in her career and has allowed me to step back and then kind of chase my dreams. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, joining the armed forces. So hopefully we'll have enough material in the podcast to keep us going for a while. Enough.
Yeah.
But there might be a little There's bit of a hiatus. There's
going to be a little bit of a break in a few months.
I'll be gone for a while.
Yeah, which I might put a few things together, and I thought that it'd be kind of cool to, like, maybe, like, me and Emmett or me and Ty or me and Ozzy could...
Have some fill-in
guests. Yeah, have some fill-in guests, right? Yeah. Some fill-in... Or, like, you and me on a Sunday evening at some point.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out. Even if it's 15 minutes, it doesn't even matter. We'll put 15 minutes
in. That all depends on if my squad behaves.
Right, right. So we won't go into the details. But I have to say, I've said this to you before, but I'm saying it again. I'm super proud of you. Like, I think it's a really cool... It's not just cool. It's a life-changing thing. Like, if I could stop the corporate thing and go do something different, I would. You took the dive and did it. And I think it's really cool, and I think it's something that's...
I appreciate that. It kind of sets a little bit of an example, too, kind of for just the kids and people. Like, mm-hmm. you're never too old to chase your dreams. Like, if you want something to happen, there's ways to make it happen.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
But, again, ask me again when I make
more it through. More to come, more to come in a few months. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a couple months away, right? So that'll be tough.
I've got about a month left for it. Mm-hmm. If you really boil it down, I got about a month left, and then I'll be gone for quite a while.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. No, I don't want to talk about that. Trina just said to me the other day. So I was telling her that we were going to be doing this little session, and she was like, "Well, you know, like six, eight weeks." And Matt's gonna. I'm like, we're not going to talk about that.
It's going to be a little bit of a
really change. Quick, really quick. Backtrack. So we've been together since we were 5.
Yeah.
You're 38.
I'm old.
I'm 37.
You're old.
We've been together since we were 5.
Yep.
I mean, there's been, you know, we weren't always in the same school. We weren't always doing whatever, but I don't know what I can take. I can like you're obviously going to go do this. And it's not like I'm not going to let you go do this, but it's going to be, I'm going to need some time. I'm going to need some time.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. It's going to be different.
Yeah.
Even for like the family, I think about being away from them, they still have each other.
Yeah.
At the end of the day to lean on. Who have I got? Some weirdo next to me in a bunk?
Me.
Hopefully.
On the other end of a
phone.
Hopefully
it's...
Yeah.
Well, I don't even get a phone.
Do you get... Do you... Are they bunking? Are they...
Yeah, so...
Do they tell you...
You kind of get assigned a bunk. Well, I don't want to call it a bunk, mate, but they try to line you up with somebody that you'll be with through
basic.
Both your basic and your AIT, your job training. So you're with them the whole time, start to finish.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, so hopefully...
But do you don't know that yet,
no.
Do you?
Okay. So hopefully you get lined up with someone cool. But
they're not going to be like 19, are they?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. So it's... Who knows?
No, they probably won't do...
It's all right. I'll figure it out. But...
But yeah, it's not going as specific.
It's
going
to be a change. It's going to be a change. And,
yeah.
But yeah, we'll get some material in the can for the podcast.
We'll get can,
I have confidence that it'll carry on without
you. We'll carry on. Well, not without you.
Maybe
we'll
get a listener from France to call in and join
France?
The
podcast. Maybe we need to get some international listeners. Maybe that's what we'll do is we'll try and get some of
there
the... So I told you, we have to do the kit episode before this all happens, and then we'll have to figure out... Some guest episode or some guest hosts.
Katie can fill in for me. She'd be down with that.
Yeah.
We'll get Kirby back on.
We got to get Farendorf on the horn.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, so my point with this was I don't know. I'm super proud of you. But,
well, thank you.
So you're in that. I'm in my current gig.
Yeah.
They're not, I mean, you're chasing your dream, you're chasing your goal. But with the kids, like you said, I don't, you know, they're so, the ages vary, right? So it's like.
Yeah, and it's harder, and it's like going back to the whole, like, I want to be a YouTube video star or whatever.
Right.
What's hard is like, I have no idea how to help them make that happen or even where to start because that wasn't a thing for us.
Right.
So like, how do you even like encourage that or look into it or say like, yeah, that's a viable career
path? I actually
It could be.
Right.
But how do you even go about, you know,
100%. I said that to him. I said, well, if you want, I said, you could start a YouTube channel, like, with supervision. I don't want you to just, like, openly start a YouTube channel. That kind of scares me.
Yeah.
But, like, we could make video. Like, if you guys could come up with topics and episodes and what you wanted to do, we could film it. I can help you post it. That's fine.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I think it's healthy and it'd be a good outlet for them. But,
yeah.
Like you said, how do you turn that into
a viable career path?
That's like almost impossible. The odds are not like that great. They're not you know.
Yeah, it's a little tough. So then what do you, and here's the thing, is like, I don't want to push my kids, but like, you have to go to college, or you have to do this, you have to do that. You know, I think the whole college system is broken. It's too expensive.
Do you remember what your parents...
Kids are crippled with student loans when they're done.
Do you remember what your parents said about college? Because I remember my parents wanting me to go to college, and I did, like, community college, but at the same point, I thought, why am I spending... That's the thing, like, to your point.
Yeah,
why am I spending money?
Yeah, I just remember my parents not wanting me to not do nothing.
Right.
But I was working.
They don't want you to stay, like,
so
stagnant.
It wasn't like I sat at home after high school like a bum without a job.
Right.
Yeah, I think that was their words. Just make sure you're doing something.
Do something. Don't just sit there without a job.
Yeah.
And, well, there's a big difference between sitting there without a job and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably people out there that don't have jobs that sit there, sit in the, you know, the.
It's so different now, but.
The whole, like, what do you call it? The stereotype of someone sitting in their parents' basement not doing anything. It's not necessarily that. It's just, like.
Eating Pop-Tarts, playing video games till they're 38.
Right. Step Brothers. The movie Step Brothers, right? Where he's like, what do you do? I manage a baseball team. He's like a fantasy baseball manager.
But again, we both moved out, too, after high school.
So that's true.
So we didn't go to college. We started working, but we both got apartments and moved out.
Yeah.
You know, was it the right path? Probably not.
It's a little risky.
But, you know.
Well, I remember having... Do you remember having that conversation of, like, I can get gas.
Or
beer.
Beer.
Or rent. And the winner most of the time...
Well, depending on my roommate situation. Kirby.
That's true.
One of us would be able to drive to work for the week, and the other one would buy
the beer
essentials. And by essentials,
I mean beer and cereal,
beer, bread, milk,
and yeah, garlic toast.
Yeah,
done.
There was some.
Dude,
thinking back, I mean, what were we thinking?
I don't know how we survived. Like, how did our parents sleep at night when they were like?
I don't know.
Can you imagine? Like, as a parent,
can you think of our kids going through the same thing? I mean, I put myself in their shoes now, and it's like, you know, Austin's only a few years away from moving out.
That's scary.
And it's like, I know what happens when you do that. So
yeah, so Austin in the stage of life that he's in scares me a little bit because
we know where
one
we
it was
at.
The funnest type. It was the funnest time of my life. Right, he's in high school. He's a sophomore.
Junior.
He's a junior. He'll be coming up on senior next year. Yeah. That was my favorite. Time of year.
Yeah.
And then after senior, it's like you.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
That's a crazy.
Has Austin
thing.
Said what he?
He's kind of back and forth.
We need to get him out here.
We'll get him on the podcast sometime to let him answer those questions.
But yeah.
He's always thought ahead, which I've always thought is great. He's always kind of had a little bit of a plan worked out.
So well, he's been a little mature beyond his years.
Yeah, he's good head on his shoulders, and he's always kind of thought about the future, which is good.
Yep.
So.
We'll he's probably get, the we'll more of the mature. And, he's more the mature of the.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
Well, and there's
sometimes where I'm like, what are you doing?
No, he is.
I call him Goofenshmirtz. You ever seen
Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah.
Goofenshmirtz, yeah, Evil Incorporated. Yeah,
only when I'm making fun of him, I call him Goofenshmirtz.
I love Ozzy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's wise beyond his years. He is. So we'll see. I don't know. I think, you know, it's. You know, you kind of go through the job history. You talk about what you did. You talk about the kids. I mean, our kids, besides Austin, the kids are way too young to even start thinking about something like that. But it's going to come fast. It's going to happen fast.
I feel
fast.
Like they start pushing it in middle school.
Yeah, which is where Ty and Ryan are.
Yeah.
You know?
Feel like that's when they kind of first start exploring it. Like, you need to really start. Not like when they ask them in elementary, like, what do you want to be? But they really
start.
It's
more of a hypothetical.
They say, like, you need to start planning out your, you know, your future.
Right.
What are you going to do? And how are you going to do it?
Also, too, to point out, like, where we were technologically versus what they are. Like, Ryan, my oldest, just bought his first computer. He mowed lawn this whole summer. Mm. He already had like a couple $100 saved up. He bought a computer. I'm like, when I was 12, my family didn't have a computer until I was 15.
Yeah.
My family didn't have, the internet wasn't invented until I was 15 or 16.
Even if we had a computer, what would we do?
It was AOL dial-up
at
16. This was 1996, right? I mean, the technological differences between our age groups are incredible.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But, I mean, I think anybody listening out there, it's like, think about what your kids want to do. Think about what they're interested. It doesn't matter if they're 8. It doesn't matter if they're 18. I mean, support them in what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, think about what you want to do. I would say.
And it's never too late to switch.
It's never too late to switch.
If you've got a way to make it
something work.
Different happen,
yep.
Take it.
Take a leap.
Take it.
If there's a way to take a leap, take a leap.
Go for it.
I think we can expand on this in another one. I wanted to talk about like what you do if you want $1 million. I think that'd be a whole nother discussion
point.
Yeah,
that would be a really good one.
Just to talk about like, because that's where you think
you boil it down, you think $1 million, you can't exactly do what you want for the rest of your life.
Well, right.
But it gives you that cushion to make some changes.
And maybe we change.
So it really comes down to like, what changes would you make?
Yeah, and maybe we change it to you want $1 billion. You don't need to worry about money, right?
That's
like
a whole different.
Like you just don't need to worry
that's
about
a
money.
Whole different line of thinking.
Like, what would you do if you woke up and you won $1 billion? Like, you don't need to worry about money. What would you go do that day?
That's that,
right?
And if you really think about it, that's such a different question than
different
a million.
Question.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe we should do both. Like,
I'd say
in one
million,
podcast, do the both.
Yeah. So that
you
may
want
be,
a million, you want a billion.
Yep.
What would you do differently?
Truly, a million is a lot.
But,
you'd be secure. You'd be secure if
depending on what you want to do.
Depending on what you did it with it. Depending what you did with it, too.
Is that before or after taxes?
Right, yeah. that's a mature adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Win taxes? A million, pay 1.2 in taxes.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think we'll wrap this one up, but I think it's important to just remember, like I said, no matter if you're our age, if you're older, if you're younger, you got kids, you don't have kids, just to think about the dream and what's possible. And
it's never too early to think about what you want to be when you grow up, and it's never too late to think about what you want to be when you're growing up.
Yeah, well said. And that will close it up.